Ah, there's my lost hat. Thank you for being here. It feels warm and so nice. Thank you to Roulette for hosting this, and special thanks to David Weinstein, who did such an incredible amount of work to make this happen and to make, you know, to invite Horst to come over and reset up this instrument after 30 years. I met Horst in 1985, I guess, in Holland. And I've got a lavalier in case you are sitting there wondering how my voice is projected. Right? Okay. So I went to a show, an exhibition he had in a gallery, and there was an instrument very much like this. And he said, go, sit in it and play. I started playing it and it was like magic. And I had a concert the next day in another city in Holland. And he said, let's take it with us. Are you kidding? He took it down, he put it in the truck and built it up for the concert, which was pretty amazing for him to do that. And then we did a number of concerts in Europe. And then in 1987, he came to New York and built this other model, which, as David Weinstein said, has been in his storage unit for the last 30 years. So it hasn't been touched for 30 years. And it's magical, and I'm so happy that Horst is here. So, you know, you'll get to see me sit in it afterwards, but for right now, you're gonna listen to the fantastic, inspiring, magical Horst Rickles.
Just a little introduction to give it instrument a warming up, and then Shelley will later will make a nice piece for you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks for to David and Shelley, of course. This very nice. From a big surprise to come here again. Maybe something about the instrument. Why making such a crazy thing? It costs me a lot of study before to get to this. First I started piano building, then I started, finished. and I studied electronic music, and I studied music theory. And then I thought, oh, what now? So I came to the principle of instability. That meant I liked more to put things not together, but apart. And you see, this is resonance of an organ. And the typical thing is that organ builders have been busy for some hundred years to get stability in the air pressure. And I did exactly the opposite. Why? Well, it has to do with, of course, you have in an organ, there are thousands of organ pipes. But each pipe, after such a long development, was only allowed to make one specific tone because of the pressure. So organ builders were busy to get the right pressure and the same pressure and so on and so on. And then they needed a thousand of organ pipes, but only one tone, one pipe, and nothing else. So by this is a kind of freedom for the organ pipe. And you could say instability is something for instrument building, but the freedom and the instability, what needs other systems, is important too. Maybe more important on the moment. So I talk in general about systems. The tuning now is mainly based on the temperate tuning, but by playing the instrument, this kind of tuning is completely damaged. Okay, maybe some words how I did build this instrument. I brought only the organ pipe itself, because I thought that might be hard to be found here. I did not bring the bellows and the tubes and the wood. Well, it was quite easy to find wood in the Bowery Street. So this is original Bowery Street wood. I couldn't find the bellows. I was running around for a week, I couldn't find bellows. So I thought, why? And then I came in the Bowery, I came on the window of a hardware store, Chinese hardware store. I went inside because I saw a plunger outside. And it had a little the form of a bellow. I thought it might work. And so I asked the people if they have 30 of them. And they were not used to sell 30 plungers at once. And then I tried a little, and so when I cut off the stick where it belongs in the rubber, the stick, then it might function. And I asked the people if they could give me a little reduction when I do not use the sticks. But that they did not want that. Okay, here is a more extreme one. Here are still 33 organ pipes, different ones. This is one organ pipe, and I blow it with double pedals, foot pedals, bellows, and a little delay is added, and you see what you can do with just one organ pipe.
Thank you.
But hearing the hoot, 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 hoot was never an issue. She had very big ears. Frazzled, though Madame may have been, her most delicate fingers held the scent of the rose petals which she rubbed so lovingly each morning. Drops of dew landed on her shoulders when she knelt down to scrape the thorns off of the stems on so many of the rose bushes that grew in her otherwise under-attended to garden. Sometimes the postman stood longingly behind the bushes. He never let it be known. The stuttering, pattering postman carried bags of her love letters, which he never delivered. He had become obsessed with the fragrance that lingered on the fine paper of the envelope. Cylinders fired up in his heart, a ripped cord, a robotic gesture of love with Freudian overtones and implications. Rosalie was the name she preferred, though her given name was Sandra. For the costume ball, she painted her body in gold leaf and wore glittery pink gossamer wings, which extended horizontally 5 feet in each direction. She turned sideways to enter the room, but could not avoid knocking over several half-filled champagne bottles. Where did the 14 crawling babies come from? They lapped up the spilled champagne from the marble floor. They were already on all fours. There was no worry that they'd slip and fall.
Slip sliding away, slip sliding over.
How did Rosalie make it past them and up the stairs while wearing those wings? Her painted buttocks left traces everywhere, yet the guests were so amused by the 14 now drunken babies, no one was interested in her and her gossamer wings and her painted skin, nor what the gold leaf paint covered. Be red and be ready. On your mark, get set, go.
Slow.
Dredged up from the bottom of a lagoon, Rosalie's cousin Sylvia twinkled like a star even though she was soaking wet. At 78 years old, she giggled like a girl of 7. She still had all of her teeth, and they were gleaming white. Some kind of mineral in the lagoon rendered them whiter than the whitest white you've ever seen. Even whiter than the skin on Donald Joyce's white ass, which I saw that day at the nude beach as he lay face down on the sand, on a blanket, of course. I waited this long in the text to bring up the red spots on his white, white buttocks. He didn't seem to be ashamed of them like I would have been if they were on my ass.
Rosalie,
Rosalie, Rosalie, Rosalie, Rosalie, Rosalie, Rosalie, Rosalie, Rosalie, Rosalie, Rosalie, Rosalie, Rosalie, Rosalie, Rosalie, Rosalie, Rosalie, Rosalie, Rosalie, Rosalie, Rosalie, Rosalie, Rosalie, Rosalie, Rosalie, Rosalie, Rosalie, Rosalie, Rosalie, Rosalie, Rosalie, Rosalie, Rosalie, Rosalie, Rosalie, Rosalie, Rosalie, Rosalie, Rosalie, Rosalie, Rosalie, Rosalie, Rosalie, Rosalie, Rosalie, Rosalie, Rosalie, Rosalie, Rosalie, Rosalie, Rosalie, Rosalie, Rosalie, Rosalie, Rosalie, Rosalie, Rosalie, Rosalie, Rosalie, Rosalie, Rosalie, Rosalie,
Been waiting for. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Ha ha.
ho, he. Get me out of here. Is humor allowed in experimental music? Can it still be considered something experimental and okay if it's fun at the same time? I love fun. I love playing and the playing's not done. I may be 66 years old, but I'm warm, not cold. Size him up and put him in a box. Size him up and thank Ian for all the work he did on his thing. Shiny bee. My pump. I'm stumping and I'm humping. I'm humping and I'm trumping. Oh no! No Trump! On the green. I'm still driving. I'm getting nowhere. Sometimes we just don't know when to end or how long it's been. Singing in prima taggio de cravia. Hey, caveat. Travise comida con a visceral connection to a toilet plunger. Oh, take it into your bathroom now and start playing, folks. Oh, yamaka hamakamikaze. Not mine, not mine at all, not minding. The fence on the road took me away from you. And then I went home. I had no telephone to pick up. It was dropped in a lagoon with Rosalie and her sister. Sombre holy, very holy. I'm not holy, but I love the holy water. Ooh, yes, I do. I do love playing for you, but maybe you've had enough now, and I'll go out of this Mercurius wagon. Mercurius messenger, Mercurius wagon is the name he invented for this flying machine. Mm-hmm. Manny Volte, funny old clay, funty touche, ha touche, yeah, you, yeah, oh, yeah, oh. Forrest, what about it?
Yeah.
Forrest, where are you?
I'm here.
Come on. What can we do? Shall I let him sit in it and play it? Because he's so...
No, he's the master. No.
Well, what are you going to do? Faze comade. Yeah, qui sono, 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 show, no show. Where show? Where's he? I'm here with you. What are you doing? You know, we like to just be very direct and play, and that's what happened with this instrument. Horst, what are you going to do now? But it's supposed to be an encore, ancora again. It means again, it means again, it means again, it means again. A semblance of normality is reached every once in a while when you can locate the pitch. Remember him? No, many of you don't remember. Doody, 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 how to doody. A corsage. Somebody brought me a corsage on my prom date, but I never did finish high school. Spaghetti. They called him Freddy. They called him Freddy. Freddy. He was a lad that I once knew. You think that's funny? But he's no longer around. My poor Freddy. My dog Freddy. He wasn't ready to go that way. Oh, Freddy, Freddy, Freddy. Oh, Freddy, go and find your Freddy to love. Thank you so much, and please come back to Roulette, and maybe in another couple of years we'll have this instrument happening.
30
what? 30 it was 30 years since I got in there last. And Horace, thank you so much. And David, as I said. Ian Warman!
David, thank you.